Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from the August 2022 issue of the Voice of the Martyrs newsletter slash magazine. This is a very current example of the ongoing mistreatment of God's people. We're in Nigeria this month. Our story today is entitled Joyfully Serving in Hostile Territory. If missionaries could choose their own assignments, one of the last places anyone would be likely to go is the town of Gashua in Yobe State, Nigeria. Temperatures hover around 120 degrees. Clouds of mosquitoes hang in the air. The drinking water carries various diseases, and a powdery dust causes chronic eye and respiratory problems. If that weren't enough, Yobe State is ravaged by ongoing violence from local Islamist groups. If I followed my own wish, I would not go to Gashua, Pastor Elijah Ogonyi said. Like Jonah, Elijah initially resisted God's call, but God had been leading him toward a particular work since childhood. God had to cut my wings, Elijah said. That's how I became a pastor. Elijah was an unlikely candidate for a minister of the gospel. He was born into a polygamous family that practiced idol worship, and his grandfather was the village witch doctor. Though in line to inherit his grandfather's priestly duties, Elijah injured his shoulder as a boy, preventing him from lifting the heavy stone idols. From then on, his half-brother was assigned the ritual of sacrificing to the family gods. Elijah now credits his shoulder injury with helping him leave the village, avoid polygamous marriages, and stop worshiping idols. After coming of age, Elijah left the village and traveled throughout Nigeria, using his training as an electrician to support himself. By the early 1990s, he had gotten married and settled in the central Nigerian city of Jos. In 1995, he began to dream of a frightening, dark figure. The dreams were so vivid that he feared going to sleep. And then in one of his dreams, he received a Bible that he used to slay the dark figure, and he was never troubled by dreams of the frightening figure again. That was when I discovered I was supposed to change my ways and totally surrender my life to Christ, Elijah said. After finding a church, Elijah began to serve as a prayer group leader when he wasn't busy with his family or his work as an electrician. In 2006, he had to skip church meetings several days in a row while trying repeatedly and unsuccessfully to fix a faulty pump for a client. When Elijah finally prayed about it, he was convicted by the Holy Spirit that he had been too concerned about earning money instead of trusting God to take care of him. When Elijah fixed the pump afterward, it continued working. Since then, he said, I believed that whatever God wanted me to do, I would do it. Sometime later, he sensed God's call to attend seminary. I said to myself, I have five children. How am I going to cope? Elijah recalled. So I ignored it. That same year, he was offered a lucrative electrical contract. Every time the developer tried to contact him, however, the calls failed to go through, and Elijah lost the job. I was so angry, he said. I went into my room to pray. I asked God, why? He said, the door of blessing will not open for you any longer. Well, that was how God led him to seminary. When Elijah completed seminary training in May 2014, he expected to continue serving at his church. But once again, God had other plans. God sent Elijah straight into the heart of Boko Haram territory, a part of northern Nigeria, where the militant Islamist group has wreaked havoc for about 15 years. At the time Elijah served there, Boko Haram, which had pledged allegiance to the self-proclaimed Islamic State, ISIS, carried out almost daily attacks on Christians and government entities. The Lord directed Elijah to a town called Gashua in the Sahara Desert near the border with Niger. It was 250 miles away from his family's home in Jos, and the rough car ride took him at least 6 hours each way over potholed and dangerous roads. In 2017, Elijah and his wife, Felicia, moved to Gashua with their 11-year-old son, leaving their other children with adult siblings in Jos so they could continue their studies. "When I told my children we were moving, it was a big challenge," Elijah said tearfully. 2 days before we left, my second daughter said, "Daddy, are you leaving us?" I said, "Yes, we will leave. If God wants me to leave, I will." The Ogunye family served at a church that had been established years earlier and had once had 100 members. By the time Elijah arrived, however, there were only 5 men, 3 women, and 5 young people in the church. The other members had been frightened away by a large-scale 2011 Boko Haram attack and ongoing violence in Yobe State. "After the church was attacked, the people locked the place up and ran away," Elijah said. Elijah decided to focus his ministry work on young people who are at risk because of the region's extreme poverty and are targeted for recruitment by local Islamists. Christian youth in Gashua are so poor that many struggle to afford food and water. Elijah said boys are lured with gifts, and Christian girls are frequently kidnapped, drugged, and forced to marry Muslim men. "Instead of us winning them, they are winning our children," he said. "The area is 99% Muslim, and many people are hostile to Christians. Market vendors often shamelessly charge Felicia double what they charge others. The Al-Majiri, Muslim children who help sustain mosques through begging and are given to the mosque for education, the Al-Majiri that used to throw stones at Elijah and his family and call them infidels. But Elijah learned to keep a pack of cookies with him to give to the hungry children. During the Muslim fasting season, he gives them water, and he has brought small gifts to those at his neighborhood mosque. Now, the children look out for Elijah and guard his house when he's gone. They started loving us," Elijah said. Elijah's church has been burglarized twice. After the second incident, the local Muslim leader chastised the offenders and promised Elijah it would not happen again. "I have forgiven all those who persecute me," Elijah said, "because God teaches us to forgive. If I see them, I will share the gospel with them." Though Elijah has won the friendship of many Muslim neighbors, he lives with the ever-present threat of a Boko Haram attack. A neighboring village 12 miles away has suffered recurring attacks by the Islamists, but so far God has protected Elijah and his family from harm. "When we hear that Boko Haram is coming, we run," Elijah laughed. But beneath his good humor, the fear is real. "We are afraid because we know they will look for pastors first," he said. "Persecution is part of Christian life. If truly we pastors are called by God, we should expect persecution." While Elijah fully expects to suffer persecution, his family's greatest challenge has come from Gashua's natural environment. They struggle with malaria, typhoid, and kidney problems because of the poor water. Both Elijah and Felicia have chronic eye problems because of the pervasive dust. And because of the desert heat and unreliability of electricity, it is difficult to keep medications at the required temperature. "I've never seen a place that has as many mosquitoes as Gashua," Elisha said. "They fill your house when you open the windows. When you spray insecticide, they die and they cover the ground like ants. But they come back again after 3 hours. Before you can get treatment for malaria, another mosquito bites you. It makes it difficult to be healthy. But we thank God that we are still alive until today." After living in Gashua for more than 4 years, the couple decided they needed to be based in Jos because of the decline in Felicia's health. They remain committed to their work in Gashua, however, so Elijah travels back and forth to maintain his ministry. "We've made up our minds that it is better to die in battle for God than to die as a coward, Elijah said. I thank God for my wife, who is always supportive. She would rather die than leave God's will. Having experienced God's hand guiding him to Geshua, Elijah is committed to staying until God leads him elsewhere. In fact, he was asked to pastor another church, but declined the offer because he did not sense God leading him to take it. We will continue until we die, he said. Unless I hear his voice saying it's time for us to leave, we will continue. How about that? How about that, folks? My soft American brothers and sisters, how about that? If you want to follow up and somehow be a blessing to the persecuted, contact the folks at Voice of the Martyrs. That's thevoice@vom.org for your email, thevoice@vom.org. Just ask them to be put on the mailing list. You'll get a magazine like this every month, and you'll know how to pray better. And you may be called yourself to go to some of these places. So be it. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we will talk again very soon. Bye-bye.